Heber City Council and Heber City Planning Commission met in a joint special meeting Monday night to discuss implementation of the city's new general plan. City Manager Matt Brower said that the final step of the envisioned Heber 2050 is updating city code and ordinances.
So that we can bring about the vision, the tenet, and the principle that the Council and Planning Commission saw fit to include in the general plan update. The consultant right now is working feverishly on the North Village Overlay Zone. That one has been of a great priority to us because of the number of annexation requests that have been made of the city recently.
While the city is working to add the North Village Overlay Zone as soon as possible, the process of adding the other 9 ordinances will probably take about a year. Council, Commission, and staff discuss street width, prioritization of roundabouts, and the importance of open space parks and trails.
One of the tenets that was made overwhelmingly clear is that the residents understood that we're going to grow, that we're going to continue to add homes, but they wanted to do so in a way where we didn't look like a traditional Salt Lake subdivision. They wanted to develop in a way that was uniquely Heber, try to preserve that uniquely rural Heber look and feel.
Other items discussed included dark sky compliance and fence standards. Councilmember Ryan Stack added his thoughts on code regarding signs.
The reality is right now, the overwhelming majority of people who are driving somewhere and need to find something that they've never visited before are not driving up and down the road looking for a sign. They're letting their phone tell them where to turn. So signs are so much more about community aesthetics than they are simply about, you know, yelling in all caps for visibility.
Councilmember Heidi Franco added that previous minimum amenities from developments has made it so citizens have no reason to look forward to growth. With growth inevitable, Franco hopes to make new developments more palatable.
They'd rather keep the open space that we have, so we need to provide meaningful open space so they feel like at least they're getting something, right? Something that they can enjoy in a public way that would not have happened without that development.
Heber City Council Member Heidi Franco. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.